The Christian in Complete Armor by William Grinnell. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18. In the Spirit, chapter 4, contains a third reason for the point. Thirdly, the promise is only made to feed from prayer. A stillborn child is no heir, neither is a prayer that wants life heir to any promise. Fervency is to prayer what fire was to the spices in the censer. Without this, it cannot ascend as incense before God. Some have attempted the shorter way to the Indies by the north, but were ever frozen out of their way, and so will all sluggish prayers be served. It were an easy voyage, indeed, to heaven, if such prayers might find the way thither. But neither could he show any of that good land's gold who prayed thus, though he were a saint. The righteous man indeed is declared heir, as to all other promises, so to this of having his prayer heard, but he is not in a fit posture to enter into the possession of this promise or claim present benefit from it, while his heart remains cold in the duty. There is a qualification to the act of prayer as necessary as the person praying. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. When God intends a mercy for his people, he stirs up a spirit of prayer in them. I never said to the seed of Jacob, "Seek ye my face in vain." That is, I never stirred them up to and helped them in it, and then let them lose their labor. Then shall ye go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 12 and 13. Feeble desires, like weak pains, go over and bring not a mercy to the birth. As the full time grows nearer, so the spirit of prayer grows stronger. Shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Luke chapter 18, verse 7. None in the house perhaps will stir for a little knock at the door. They think he is some idle beggar. But if he raps thick and loud, then they go, yea, out of their beds. Luke 11:8. Though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity he will rise. First, this shows, there is little true praying to be found among us, because there are few that pray fervently. Let us sort men into their several ranks. First, the ignorant. Do these pray fervently? Their hearts must needs be frozen up in the duty. They dwell too far from the sun to have any of his divine heat in their devotions. Secondly, the profane person that is debauched with his filthy lust, his heat runs out another way. Can the heart which is inflamed with lust do other than cold in prayer? Hellfire must be quenched before this from heaven can be kindled. Thirdly, the soul, under the power of roving thoughts, while his eyes seem fixed in heaven, can he be fervent? Can the affections be true and the mind inattentive? Fervency unites the soul and gathers all the thoughts to the work in hand. It will not suffer diversions, but answers all foreign thoughts, as Naaman did them that would have called him off from building. I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease? Naaman 6:3. It is said of Elias, he prayed earnestly. He prayed in praying, so the Greek, as in Ezekiel's vision, there was a wheel in a wheel, so a prayer in his prayer, whereas the roving soul is prayerless. His lips pray, and his mind plays. His eye is to heaven, as if that were his mark, but he shoots his thoughts down to the earth. Fourthly, he to whom the duty is tedious and wearisome, who doth not sigh and groan in the duty, but under it who prays as a sick man works, finding no delight in it. True fervency suffers no weariness, feels no pain. Affections are strong things, able to pull up a weak body. Therefore he that shrugs at a duty, and turns as a sick man from one side of his bed to the other for ease, shows he hath little pleasure in the duty, and therefore less zeal. These aches of the spirit in prayer, though he be a saint, declare him to be under a great distemper. A man in health finds not more savor in his food and refreshment from it than a Christian doth in the offices of religion. when his heart is in the right temper. End of chapter 4.